Okay.
Public comment? Nothing. Our goal is 6 o'clock tonight, right?
Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
There's another meeting at 6, I guess.
But we're got 6.
Do we have to do roll?
We've got it. I've got Eric, Reynolds Chair, Jay Wasserman's here, Ruben Ibarra's here, James Hayes, Mayor Rossini, Wayne Sazell, Lieutenant Rich, Steve Franks, myself. We're missing Richard Merg and Tom Dodge.
Okay.
Neither of which I've heard from, but we got a quorum, so we're good to go.
And there's no one for public comment?
No public comment.
Approval for the minutes?
They're attached.
They're attached.
Yeah, we're good to me. Second there.
All right. We're moving on. Homeless litigation update.
Lieutenant, I'll fill in what you...
I have nothing. Nothing has changed since our last meeting. I think everything's moving forward. The NOC plan is in place, and we are able to enforce because of the agreement that the city has made with the other North County cities, making shelter space available to us if needed.
One of the issues we talked about was that the North cities were going to get police chiefs and you guys were going to get together, make sure you were uniform procedures. Is that good to go?
No. Okay. That is a very big question as far as, and that comes from basically we have to be able to notify, as we talked about last time, anyone that's arrested and brought to a shelter of their ability to appeal the process or to make a complaint about the process. And that language was put in the settlement agreement in the North Cities, and there is a bit of controversy and indecision about exactly what that is this time. At this time, it's basically going to be handing out a card to one of the attorneys for the advocates and saying, hey, if you think you were, treated unjustly or unfairly, this is who you contact. We have gone through the NOC and tried to get all these cities together so that we can have consistent language on how we proceed with that. And there are a few holdouts in some cities that say, no, we do not have to do that, and some that are. So there's some question on whether or not that is just once they're in a shelter and they disagree with the conditions at the shelter. So we are still looking at that, but that's kind of, we're at an impasse right now. And I will make sure that if the city of Villa Park does have an incident where we do make a custodial arrest or a citation of someone pursuant to that, we have met our notification requirements as far as I am concerned, which is probably a little more erring on the side of caution than anyone else does, just to keep the city out of any potential litigation.
The Armory in Fullerton is now open and operational. They actually have case management there now, which they have not had in the past. And then the Buena Park will open in the spring, and late summer, fall, you'll have Placentia opening their shelters. So things
November 11th is the date for the Santa Ana Armory.
Okay.
When is it?
November 11th.
So they're coming online. Just as an FYI, the case against San Clemente was dropped. So.
Really?
And the Ninth Court Circuit Appeal of Boise is being appealed at this as we speak, with a number of cities signing on, whatever that means. It's still dependent upon the Supreme Court would have to agree to hear it and an action.
Supreme Court.
Long time. And all these agree.
Well, it is the Ninth. It is the Ninth Circuit, so.
It is. And all these settlement agreements that have been put in place by the North Cities, by the county and everything like that, those are all based, and there's language in there saying that if that case decision is overturned, then all these are null and void moving forward. So they were at least
unless
smart enough to know that.
Unless
that
you're Placentia or Buena Park, which are still have those those shelters to operate. Because there is a termination clause, we can get out of the agreement if we wanted to. The cities can. But we're just contributing every year. We contribute as a city, but we have the termination clause.
Yeah. What's the likelihood of it being abandoned?
I'm not an attorney, definitely not a Supreme Court justice, but some of the language in there is ambiguous, and it's a lot of it, the decision is based on a case that was out of LA that was depublished, so it didn't actually, it settled it before it was published, so that kind of became not case law. So it's a potential.
That's
kind of something that grew, and if you read the case, it kind of started down here very narrow, and then its interpretation was, I think, expanded upon quite a bit to where it gave a lot more protections and a lot more freedoms than the case was meant to. So I would not be surprised either way.
Like you say, Ruben, the Ninth Fourth Circuit tends to be far-reaching in that regard.
I know you're very shocked. Liberal.
I know you're shocked.
I'm shocked.
I
can't believe it.
But in where it goes, I mean, that's better legal minds than I'll ever be.
And I think I read it was not partially reviewed by some of the justices, and they came down and they kind of picked it apart a little bit, and consensus-wise, most of them were in support of it and agreed with the ruling. So,
because the ruling in Boise never talks about public health as an issue.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Talks about individual rights.
Right, versus public health.
Mm-hmm. And it really boils down to criminalization of homelessness type of the concept, I think is what they're arguing.
The cruel and unusual punishment argument that you can't criminalize these people for living in a situation they have no choice but to live in, kind of thing, is the argument that it's all centered around.
Which I think the other issue, the other side that they're arguing is you're subsequently denying public rights to use parks, et cetera, because the residents don't have access. It's not an easy issue. So I mean, it's not.
It's getting bigger.
It is. Property, especially in California, it's a nice place to live, and you know you can't afford to buy a piece of property or you know keep a roof over your head unless you're having making a decent living and a decent salary.
Texas is going through it and kicking them out now. Austin. They just said forget it.
Just saw that today.
Yeah, they're saying forget it. We're not letting you stay.
You can't cure.
The governor did it.
A 30-year-old or a 50-year-old problem with legislation in the short run. We have been underbuilding dwelling units in California for 50 years by at least 100,000 units in the state per year. It's been brought forth by every department head of the real estate department in California, warning that this was coming. And then the slow process for zoning approvals on new lands, taking 2 to 4 years to gain a tract approval, that costs money. So the developer has to add on more costs to his house for interest carry on the land, as well as the litigation over the various approvals, including the Coastal Commission in many cases, 15 miles from the ocean. That everything along there covers it, and 55% of the people live in the state that live along that corridor. So what have we done? We've underdeveloped. We've driven the price of land above the reach of the common man, and we have now. We're asking our law enforcement people to enforce laws that virtually go against humanity, and we've asked the cities to abolish all the land use planning that we've done for 50 years. Something's got to come to a head. And I suspect it's going to be that we're simply going to see a retreat from population and a decrease in property values eventually, particularly at the high end. We're seeing it in Newport Beach right now with the Chinese and Asian buyers that were fueling the growth of values down there. They pulled back from the market due to the trade negotiations, and they're actually seeing a slight decline in property values in Newport Beach right now, whereas we're still seeing it happen here in the upside. But you know, I'm sorry that you have to go through this. You have to go through this, but the problem is one of 50 years building, and I don't see any real change coming about that we as a committee or any other committee can do anything about except to endure. That's my gut feeling.
Anybody well, hopefully we'll get through that thing. Monthly stats.
Going to blame it on Reagan, by the way, who's
We talked to all those mental hospitals and everything like that, which is hard for me to say because I love that.
That's right.
Monthly stats. We were able to put October together. I know it's early in November, but we did get October together. This is rough. It may change a little bit, but we had to report on one residential burglary, and that was a 19,000 block of Mesa Drive, and that was on the 12th of October. And that was forced entry through a back window, and the loss was a substantial amount of jewelry and cash. We have a petty theft reported, the 18,000 block of Churchill Lane. And that was a former employee who returned to the location. It was a construction site and stole some tools. We did respond to 445 calls for service. I do not have the breakdown as to whether those were assigned or observed at this point, but I will have them before the city council meeting. Traffic accidents reported, one on the 7th, and that was at Lincoln and Wanda, just inside our jurisdiction. And that was a young man, I think he was 9 years old, riding his bicycle to school in the crosswalk. And he was tapped, knocked off his bicycle, and wanted to leave. But the motorist said, no, hold on. And then the kid, when his parents got there, wound up wanting to go to the hospital just to get checked out. No significant injuries, which is good because the motorist decided to move his vehicle and completely ran over the bicycle. So when I got there, I was looking at what was the mangled wreck of a bicycle underneath a Toyota Camry. And I'm like, going, holy, yeah. Oh, the guys all, they had drag marks in the street. And the guy's all, no, I moved my car afterwards to get out of the roadway. I'm like, okay.
Was, nice. Was the bike riding in this crosswalk?
It was coming off of... So coming off the sidewalk, entering into the crosswalk. And
so that's on the bike, right?
Supposed to walk it across. Yes.
On the crosswalk?
Yeah.
Riding the bike on the crosswalk.
You can't ride a bike.
It could be an unsafe speed.
Right, I mean, but if the motorist did everything right, it's more than likely the bike's fault.
By and large, I've seen most of the time it goes that way. Yeah. But I have seen rare circumstances where it goes the other way.
Which...
Motorist stopped, waited, and said basically didn't even see him until he was in front of my car, and the kid was probably motoring, scooting pretty good down the sidewalk.
By the side of the driver.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what if it was a pedestrian? Who would have been at fault?
Pedestrian or the driver of the car?
Driver of the car.
What's the difference between a pedestrian and a bicycle?
Because it's for walking only. It's not for bike. It's you can't. You have to get off your bike and walk it. You can't ride a skateboard on it.
It depends on the There are other factors. I've seen it go both ways. It just depends on the situation.
I mean, it's being utilized.
Yeah.
So.
Do we still have a safety officer from the school explaining each year the restrictions on bicycles and so forth?
Now, if that crosswalk was moved back to the other street, it probably wouldn't happen. But I don't know. Someone recommended that.
Get rid of them. Tell them to cross on the other side of the street because that's actually orange.
Or do that. Or just get rid of all of them. Put a gate there.
Wow.
Yeah. That intersection is just stupid design. But anyway.
Deputies issued 39 moving violations and 11 parking citations. Significant events. We did have a house fire that we had a lovely social media picture of our deputy out there. Yes. With his garden hose trying to put out the fire in the garage.
Yeah, Benji?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why it was out there.
It was Kevin. It was Kevin. Sitting there with the garden hose. I don't even think the water was making it to the garage.
Because he's smiling.
He was smiling and had someone take the picture. Yes. Great. Thank you very much.
I went by that man's house. He's a general contractor, so he'll take care of his own problem. Sounds like
right. How much of it burned? Just the
garage.
Small,
just the garage. Garage. And he will be. He's already been in. He's got plans in the process.
Total remodel. Total remodel. That's like three car garage.
Taking it down to one stud.
Right.
Forty-five-foot high garage.
Right, exactly. The RV parking.
They were able to inhabit. There was no affected. They could stay in it, so it wasn't red tagged.
And then on the 26th, the same day, we had the DEA drug take-back, prescription drug take-back at City Hall. And from what I hear, they did like 11 boxes here, so pretty productive. Got a little bit of attention, social media attention at the schools, and they put that out and
So I think we had a lot of parents from the local schools coming out here to bring their prescription meds back so their children did not get a hold of them.
Nice.
And outside of any questions, that's all I have.
Give me a copy when you can. She'll send it to me, I think. I just email it to you, Mary.
Yes. That way I don't have to remember
it. Was it an article or the Villa Park
what?
Article they're going to be using canines now?
Yeah.
That was a notification that was sent out by the principal of the school, the high school, that they'll be using canines on campus. It's an Orange Unified School District policy now. Typically, they've only allowed canines on the parking lot, but now they're getting them into the parking, into the structure and into the campus because of vaping and the THC that's in the the vaping.
So those dogs are trained just for THC then, too?
Yes.
Or well, along with everything?
And that includes Villa Park High School.
It is Villa Park High School. It's not the junior high or anything else. It's just high school. I think it's just the high school.
Long overdue. No, it's just... And let's get it to the junior high, too.
Yeah, let's get it to the junior high.
It's a school district decision. It's not, you know, unfortunately, they contract and do it. Those are contract service that they get with the dogs.
Do you guys have teams that go do it?
We do not. It's outside. It's not contract. They are not law enforcement dogs. They're civilian dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. They coordinate with the school resource officer when they're on campus, but they don't... it's not run by the sheriff.
Oh, okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Like I said, I'd love to see them in the junior high school too, because I think their eyes would be open a lot if they were actually on some campuses.
They're in the back of the room, vaping, all kinds of stuff.
Bathrooms, left
that's
and right.
Ridiculous.
I had a kid spark up a joint in class one day in middle school.
Oh, wow.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, what they do is they just take it from them, the vaping. That's all they do now at the campus. They just take it from them, and they can't give it back to them. Parents have to come and get whatever.
Notify the parents?
Mm-hmm. Probably half the parents are probably rolling in there demanding it back.
Yeah, why'd you take my kid's vape
away
from them? Yeah,
you taking it from
them? I paid $45.
That's exactly. Actually mine. Yeah. Yeah. It's my medicine.
Yeah, it is. Not only that, that's not even not even tobacco in there. That's THC.
Yeah.
I have anxiety, and I can't sleep at night.
Only needs one kid killed from that illegal stuff. Get a wake-up call.
Well, part of the main issues with that is a lot of people making decisions on stuff related to marijuana is, you know, they're going back to when the marijuana that they probably smoked when they were in college or high school, and where it was 6-7% THC, and they're all, hey, it's nothing. And now even the marijuana is 30% THC, and what they're vaping or you know, this concentrated cannabis, it's pure THC.
Just pure.
And they're extracting the THC off the marijuana and throwing everything else away.
And they're heavily, heavily, heavily lobbied. I mean, there is so much money in THC. Mm-hmm. There was a $1 billion seizure in Central California. $1 billion with a B, disguised as a legal hemp grove, non-THC use, except it was the potent kind.
Right.
$1 billion with a B.
Couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
The THC we took at the fair was like 94% pure.
Yeah, it's a different animal. People compare it to marijuana. I smoked a little bit. It's not a big deal.
And now it's a hallucinogen.
It is severely hallucinogenic. And
oh, well.
Should we
pass it?
Have someone write an article, local article. I mean, let it start here if necessary. On what you guys just talked about is Greek to me. I think that we should be better informed as a community of citizens, not just law enforcement.
It's out there. I mean, all that literature is out there. Mm-hmm. We could probably find something if we wanted to put it in something to share with the residents.
We do have an interesting thing coming up because we've been talking to the health department and some of the things I asked what we could do. We have no smoking ordinances in the city. They don't. It's not vaping. So they can vape in here because the ordinances do not affect vaping. So we have to go amend our ordinances to eliminate vaping.
Make it so.
We're doing it, but it's just kind of one of those things that you don't even realize that, you know, that because I was talking to Brian at Benzie at one point. He says, I can't do anything about it if they're right here. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, well,
your ordinances don't touch vaping. Vaping's new from when we adopted the no smoking ordinances years ago here. So it's a process, you know.
We'll get it done.
So we will get it done. It is, updating the no smoking to include no vaping.
Did they update 308B to include vaping products? Maybe something I should look into. I should probably know, but I don't know if they did or not. That was a penal code they used to cover underage possession of tobacco. And
tobacco,
like
yeah.
That,
so.
Good question.
Neighborhood Watch.
Three new members added as a result of the Dog Walkers Watch program. Pleased with that. So that brings us up now to around 215 subscribers to the Neighborhood Watch Quarterly. One item probably should be brought up towards the end, but we need to enforce the contractors using exterior lighting of projects. I don't see any lighting up on a couple of them. And I think they've gotten permits, they're supposed to do it, they just haven't read the fine print. Otherwise, we're gonna see some more burglaries at construction sites, given the change in the sun and the clock. They're always vulnerable after they get them framed up, when the expensive furnace and the appliances start rolling
when
in.
When the high-end stuff goes in, yeah, they kind of watch that, and it's a good time to hit. It's everywhere when you've got construction projects going on. I got to tell you, I like, and I don't know if it's something they can look at, is having the the floodlights put on and motion sensors put on, those kind of things.
Well, the ordinance is on lights. The lights have to be down. Mm-hmm. They cannot go toward neighbors. It's got to be facing down in the city. And that's actually a problem because people put in lights that reflect on neighbors.
I wouldn't want to be living next door to that, something like that, and having that go on up in my bedroom window all night long. So completely understandable there.
Fida and Fernando is what I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah. Facing downward.
PSR? Anybody got anything on PSR?
He's not here.
Yeah, he's not here. He's not here. Emergency preparedness.
We were going to talk about any dates that we did training a year ago with OCFA.
And nothing yet. I think after the fire season, so probably another a few weeks, we'll circle back with Chief Johnson and get something on the docket. Haven't had anybody necessarily beaten down my door this particular year as opposed to last year, but I think if we put something out in the feeder and I make a few phone calls, we may get a few more.
We had like 20 that went through. It was really good last year, so that's good for us.
Yeah, so, but we've had their hands full, so I just kind of left that one alone. So nothing to report on that.
And that's just our comments, new ideas. I have one. Dog park. Just in case it comes. I want no part of it.
Okay. One vote no.
One vote no.
Copy that.
I know last time we talked about the street off Collins there, the loop at the
corner.
What's
the old,
that?
The old gravel.
Prospect.
Yeah, there's a beacon about center. You pretty much have to be into the curb. Who owns the east side of that? Is it
Orange? Orange owns it entirely.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know the beacon to go, well, you're going northbound and then it turns to go westbound. But it's about midway. I was thinking if we could bring it in, I guess a little further south, as you're approaching that, it's just more of a cautionary type of beacon rather than wait till you're halfway before you see that beacon.
That's a good suggestion.
But I know it's orange, but just another thought. Because coming out of it, is it Roberto?
Yes. Yeah.
And I know last time I brought this up, and that's the one lane seems more than the standard 25 feet or. But I mean, it seems a little wider, and I know I'd probably angry half of the residents there, including my wife. But just making that right turn only, it seems that to me it would still be wide enough to make it a right turn only. I don't know what if traffic engineering or whoever we contract with that has ever just looked at, wanted to do that. And I know last time you mentioned that. It wasn't wide enough to do a right turn only,
right.
But I think it is wide enough, and I've seen right turn onlys where, you know, it's striped for that. I don't know why we couldn't do that. I just think it's such a dangerous intersection. You know, considering,
well, for us to make it a right turn, we have Orange would have to agree.
That's right. Why would they have to agree?
Because it's their street.
They own that whole street.
All we have is Fernando. We stop at Fernando.
Oh, is it Fernando? I was thinking Roberta.
We stop there, but I mean, on to Collins, if you're talking about turning right on Collins, right? They own completely in Collins. So anything that is done to Collins is up to them.
I just don't know
what you're talking about before.
Right turn only, because you're still having to enter traffic and the problem of people coming down.
You make just this a right turn on to Collins. So we could do that if it's on our street. Right turn, put a little freaking island in and boom,
you're done. I mean, it only mitigates at 50%, right? Yeah. But 50% is better than nothing.
I was thinking of Prospect at the corner of crossing the and turning up west onto Collins. That's coming around that corner.
Yeah, coming around the bend.
Okay. I agree with you that a warning light, flasher, something more needs to be done as it approaches northbound Prospect going into that curve rather than have it in the curve.
Because right, yeah, that seems unusual to have it midway with the beacon.
Yeah, you're too late
by
to
then,
brake.
You know,
if you're going too fast, you can't brake with easily because you're leaning.
That's what I would.
And that's
the traffic comes around there 40 miles an hour.
What are you talking about?
Would you limit
driver
access and them getting their trucks on there if you tried to put some kind of median or something in there?
I think you would.
You couldn't.
I think you would.
Well, you don't have to put a median. You could just stripe it with yellow striping and then a right turn only arrow on the, you know, painted on the street, and then a right turn only sign, which allows there for it to be enforced by the sheriffs and or the PD. So you wouldn't have to do anything structurally per se other than striping it and then just put right turn only.
If there's enough width.
I think there's plenty on that one to do that.
Legally, I mean,
I don't know the history. I'm sure there'd be a lot of the locals would be very upset about it.
I got on council in 1978 because of that very issue, and we tried to close Roberto, but there was a deal cut with the city of Orange to get meats to continue and not go through our community. So that was a trade-off, and they opened that up. That wasn't in the original plat map to have Roberto. So what's happened there? We have had a dangerous intersection there for years. We've had several fatalities. We usually have at least one significant accident a year there. And we still haven't figured out what to do about it. But I'm with you. Anything is better than what.
That's so highly. I pick up a kid, well, the Goldbergs kid right there, and they just people driving.
Well, they go too fast around.
Yeah, that is. But, you know, all the residents there want that quick turn, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, about a half a dozen of them.
Yeah. Huh?
About a half a dozen. Well, oh, there's those that want to cut
through.
Because if you made it right hand turn only, then you'd have people going up and trying to make a U-turn.
U-turn
right
on, yeah.
Well,
I mean, the only thing to really mitigate that issue would be to put a signal in there.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a pain.
Well, no, I think it'd be more dangerous to put a signal. Because of the fact that you're coming around that bend.
Sight distance.
Sight distance.
Blind. You're coming around and be blind for the.
Well, it would have to be.
And it would be orange.
Coming up, right?
The mirrors.
That's right.
Or you just concrete in a triangle so you can only do right turns.
It's already unsafe if you're going northbound. What is it, Prospect, right? Going northbound and it kind of veers off to the left, or is it the right one way or the other? And there's a signal right there. They have to put a signal on the far left facing northbound traffic because of that line of sight. So, I mean, that would really be dangerous if you didn't there.
That's why the original plat did not have Roberto for that very reason, that it was too dangerous.
Because you don't need the City of Orange to do that.
They can do that, but.
As you can tell, City of Orange, pound sand.
On which one was it?
No, just the little concrete. Whether City of Orange wants it or not, it's on Villa Park property.
Well, that would be a hindrance for fire.
But I think striping it would be. I mean, most of it is striped anyways. Look at all the striping that's at Lincoln and Wanda. You know, left turn and continue going to make another left turn into Orange and a left turn onto Lincoln. I mean, that's a
think what we're getting into, not to quash any further discussion on this, but perhaps a motion from the committee to another committee, mm-hmm. infrastructure management, would be the proper venue, yep. and have them.
Because there is the measurements and all the engineering issues there that you'd have to.
Because I think there's a lot of different good ideas here. Unfortunately, I don't think any of them are proven by us to work right now, and it needs to be put in the hands of the engineers to potentially come up with a proper solution. And I think there's a lot of ideas that are coming from the committee. It's not ready for council to consider at this point in time, mm-hmm. but why don't you guys get together and put forth a motion, or if it were
a, I can just go ahead and take direction. I can put it on the
direction,
infrastructure management, right, and they can do it. And
see if that works.
Yeah, I mean, and we do have a lot of resident input on that. So I will let you know, in fairness, that that's the way people go to State of Brothers. Mm-hmm. That's the State of Brothers turn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what they all, they sort of.
Yeah, whatever affected, how can you really choose how far the affected area is, because there's so many people that are going in and out.
It's
and maybe there's a solution we haven't thought of the engineers have.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good way to do it. I think that's your right.
I'll put a house there.
Good job, Vince.
I'll put a house there. And when was the last time it was actually
looked at by engineers? Exactly.
I don't know when it was. Probably 2012.
I think a lot of the liability on that is on the City of Orange, but if the City of Villa Park could do something to protect, our residents, then we should look at it, especially if, some of the drivers in there, they're thinking, hey, I'm fine, I can handle this, I navigate this all the time, but do you want your 16-year-old making that decision?
Mm-hmm. No.
So maybe I think
that fire engine?
The mayor's got a good idea. We'll come back and then advise you guys
after
talking to engineers.
Okay.
There's a lawsuit.
How about communicating with the City of Orange? Don't you mayors get together once in a while?
We do. We get together just about every quarter, sometimes a little more often than that. And
seems like a joint
certainly. Obviously, the pending litigation that they will be facing won't be discussed out of the last incident at that particular location. But we will certainly discuss and see if there are some options that maybe their mm-hmm. engineers have considered, and maybe the two engineering bodies can get together and come up with a proper solution that would protect all residents and yet value the input of all residents.
Well, and this would be probably a good opportunity to do it anyways.
Yeah,
Orange would have. Mayor Murphy and I have talked about that intersection.
Yeah, no, that
he's aware of it. As far as
getting
bodies together,
but they still market it.
Then formalizing this.
How can you market this? City of Villa Park said no more. This is our
space. In this room,
if you don't want people to turn left,
if we come up with some ideas and say, hey,
no, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's help each other limit our liability. Let's help each other. There you go.
I know why. But me personally, you guys don't ever help us out.
Absolutely.
We're just going to do what we want. Put a goddamn wall in there.
Yeah.
Well, and I know they're going to make the argument, well, we have increased, it'll increase traffic up that next street over where you can cut through. But conversely, we get a lot of cut through traffic anyways
if
people go into their schools. So. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
the next street over is actually Orange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you can't get through.
It's actually Orange.
The next two streets.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
Definitely. Anybody have any other comments? I have a couple. Did you have?
Well, I wanted to ask about the vacation rental ordinance. Was there one that was discussed?
Yeah, it was. It is there is no short-term rentals under 30 days. Is how it goes.
And is that recently?
Yes.
Okay.
Within last year.
Are those available online on the website?
What, the ordinances?
Yeah.
Yes.
Villapark.org.
Yes. Yeah. The problem is enforcement of that, because mm-hmm. people could be doing it. We don't know about it. There's somebody told me there's between 30 and 50 websites that you can find mm-hmm. vacation rentals. So we, it's not just VRBO anymore or any of that stuff. You go almost any different sites. So I know Yorba Linda, for instance, has a full-time person monitoring that on their code enforcement. A full-time person trying to monitor websites daily for locations. Because, well, it's large enough and, that's the kind of the issue. So it is a challenge. Enforcement's a challenge.
Well, don't we feel honored?
Anyway.
Hi, Diana.
Good evening.
Hello.
Mr. Mayor, I have one question about my bath. It's been about 6-7 meetings ago. Chapman University, we had a couple houses, right, that they were being rented out by students and were problematic. I haven't heard or seen anything.
We haven't had any problem with it. No, we have no
additional issues.
No.
I know there was
just
one just north of Cotulla.
We've
done
now.
And
yeah,
then
that's
one on Collins, actually, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We've addressed those with Taylor.
And very effectively addressed them, thanks to the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the credit to that one to Steve and the City Council at the time. So, but,
good job, Steve.
Yeah. Yes. The commonly referred to as the frat houses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I have not had any issues at any of those or any calls for service, so I'm assuming they are no longer an issue.
I was approached by two different residents at two different times about issues within the city. One would be speed and or possibly extending the median on Lemon to go further up towards Valley. Towards Mesa at the intersection there. Chris Felix in particular mentioned that, and but that's not really in the purview of this committee, but just bringing it to your attention in case there are any concerns of anybody here. That's more of an infrastructure management. So just as a comment, perhaps that could be forwarded on to them for maybe a possible traffic dampening measure, because it would reduce the road width. And I know that they're possibly looking into something that would decrease the speed on that particular stretch of roadway on Lemon.
So we will be coming in January or February. The council asked us to come back on speed calming, traffic calming measures that can be taken. So a couple of council members asked if we could not do it during the holidays because you're not going to have the community input.
I think that's wise advice.
So they're in January or February, depending on schedules and things, we'll try and get something and make it public notice about trying to do, and that would obviously be one of the measures that would be talked about. But calming traffic on Lemon and those streets in particular would be one of the issues.
And that's obviously, that would be a significant infrastructure cost,
right,
way beyond anything, but something I wanted to put out there. And then another resident had a concern about traffic studies on Ludwig. I'm not familiar with any. His car is showing that the speed limit there is 35. There's no signs posting that. And if that could be, that question be addressed, whether it's actually 25, the prima facie 25, or whether it's 35.
Ludwig is not an arterial, as I recall.
No, it's not. And that's why I explained to him. It's not arterial.
It's not arterial. So, candidly, we don't even
25.
We don't even do a speed study on a non-arterial. So
I'm just bringing that to
the
committee's purview, and if we could just get a that question answered from a formal perspective.
I could, for certainty, I could tell you it's not addressed if it's not an arterial.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is not an arterial, and I think Wayne said.
No, it's not.
And that's
so then it's 25 miles.
25.
And I explained to him, I said, I think your car is reading it out incorrectly. There would not be a traffic study there. It's only done on arterial roads.
Or feeders.
Oh, he's saying the maps on his car.
Time to call City Hall, they can answer it without a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah, well,
we can answer it real quickly. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah.
In his way, he called City Hall. He spoke to me.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. So I will report back to him accordingly.
He may have gotten a ticket.
That's exactly.
No, he didn't. It was his son asked him, hey, can I go play in the street? And he's like, no, it says it's 35. And I said, I don't think it's 35. That's a residential street. That's not an arterial street. It's not like Valley or Taft or Santiago or any of these larger streets. It's just, I think your car.
Yeah, residential aren't labeled either.
No.
Speed limits on residential wouldn't be labeled.
So go play in the street.
So did his son come back and go, Dad, you know, this is a residential street. It should be 25.
I still said I'd be careful.
Lincoln is an arterial or feeder.
It's a long straight street, very long straight street. So I said, you have a big enough lot. Keep Junior in the driveway. So.
That's right. Or we'll take your keys away from you, Sonny.
That's it. That's all I have. Anybody else?
Anything? We're done?
Perhaps we should recognize Diana's come here to the meeting. Did you
I didn't ask
speak
her.
To it?
Yes, sir.
I asked her.
Oh, did you?
Back off.
Sorry, coach.